The boy looked at him, large-eyed and silent in the red and dying light, and the song of the tower rose around them to a mighty shout that was nothing but Kamala. Go back to the road. Pick up all the cans that are whole. That should be enough to feed you. Go back the way we came. Never leave the road. You'll do fine. Patrick nodded with perfect understanding. Roland saw he believed, and that was good. Belief would protect him even more surely than a revolver, even one with the sandalwood grips. Go back to the Federal. Go back to the robot stuttering Bill that was. Tell him to take you to a door that swings open on America's side. If it won't open to your hand, draw it open with thy pencil. Do you understand? Patrick nodded again. Of course he understood. If Ka should eventually lead you to Susanna in any where or when, tell her Roland loves her still, and with all his heart. He drew Patrick to him and kissed the boy's mouth. Give her that. Do you understand? Patrick nodded. All right. I go. Long days and pleasant nights. May we meet in the clearing at the end of the path, when all worlds end. Yet even then he knew this would not happen, for the worlds would never end, not now. And for him there would be no clearing. For Roland Duchesne of Gilead, last of Eld's line, the path ended at the Dark Tower. And that did him fine. He rose to his feet. The boy looked up at him with wide, wondering eyes, clutching his pad. Roland turned. He drew in breath to the bottom of his lungs and let it out in a great cry. Now comes Roland to the Dark Tower. I have been true, and I still carry the gun of my father, and you will open to my hand.